Mr. Murray, Reel 5. You're back in Italy, Mr. Murray, training and getting fit again. What happened after that?
Well, we moved to an Antoine's place just outside the line. After we get out training and did the football and all this kind of that. And, I think what's before that, I think we had a party there, and I think it was one of the big races. And that's all in there, like, I mean, in there. And we had a party because we used to, this entertainment officer, he was one of them, he was tall and thin and that, and he was nicknamed Double Pulstone. That was a double pulstone he used to use for cleaning the bangle and barrel. And we had race week at Wrexham. I think it was one of the races at Wrexham. Then later on we went to the transit camp.
What do you mean you had a race at week at Wrexham?
No, this was it. We had a party on there, and I think it was like one of the race weeks at then. I think it was Wrexham races, I think, when it had been on. Now, I would have still been looked at that book in order to get it into my head, like that. So anyhow, we moved up.
Can I just stop you there? Were you on Bren Guns now?
No.
You were just an ordinary infantry man at this point.
I'm just trying to think when I got on the Bren Guns. When me and Pom, I'm trying to think when the... I just can't remember when me and Pom got
you moved up towards the line. Where were the enemy? Where was the front line at this point in time?
Well, it was sort of like the Gothic line, what area they were then.
Well, that's all right, it's the Gothic line.
Yeah, it's the Gothic line where we went, anyhow. But we moved up to a place called, by somebody far from St. Francis of Assisi. And we were there. And later on, we moved into, after that, we moved into action. And we move into action anyhow, like we've been up there and we're getting shelled and we had to get down, hit the ground and all that. And there was a young fella come like past me, he says, Ernie, how he lets away out of here like and that. I says, yeah, this is my first time. I says, look, it's my first time and that's no and that. I don't know what's happened to him, he didn't.
He was running back, was he?
Mm-hmm.
You remember his name?
No. He just says to me, he says, come on, it's rough like up there, like sources, right? I says, that's the first time I've been up. So he went away, so I just carried on. And I remember I had a drop down there. And I crawling up like, I mean, must have been this German, must have been killed, he must have been lying there. The bloody palm, this thing from there, was terrible or not. And after that, anyhow, we got through that, we had to follow each other through the field, like, and that, and but then, like, just like a single section, that made it quiet and dull. But it was warm, like, and it was like a melon. On the top of like a tree would have been cut in a knife and then passed back, leave that alone just in case it'd be a booby trap. And there we went up there, we got to this other side, this other village outside, and there was a house like just on the outskirts, and I had the Bren gun and could hear these German soldiers coming from the village. And I got to let go of the Bren gun, I missed them, I was like, and I run away, like, they cleared away, anyhow, back into the village. So we get in this village, I went around, there was nobody there, there couldn't find any Germans, anyhow. We got through. It was like a little hospital there. That's what I want to try and get there, because the place where I am, I've been going to try and get the villages which we took off the Germans. I've been up there just one of the villages.
Do you remember the names of any of them?
Yeah, Germano. I've got a thing for that. My wife had come from work and she says, Ernie, I've booked you, booked a hull. I says, where are you booked? Where to? Like, she says, Deadly. I couldn't believe it. I says, they just had me from. Anyhow, it was 1979. And they went there, and we went to the cemetery, the Coriano Cemetery. And then across from the cemetery, you can see the village, Germano.
And this was one of the villages you were attacking?
Well, we took, yeah.
Your first time in action, and as you say, the shells were coming at you as you moved up.
Yeah.
What are your memories of your initial feelings with this danger coming down on you?
I don't know what really, you know. I mean, the thing is, you're just hoping that you don't get up one leg. I mean, you know, you just get down and stay like, you think that steel helmet's covering all your body. I mean, that's where the feeling is, yeah. Anyway, well, when we get to this, you know, I had to shot these, had to go at these two Germans. And I missed them, like, and anyway, I thought, well, you'd be over your product, because I thought, like, well, you know, they would, like, you know, they'd tell other ones and all that. Anyhow, we get to the village. Never had anything, nothing more. So anyhow, he gets in the church and that. And that was quiet. I went to sleep, standing up, but I was that tired. Anyhow, Bill.
What's Bill's other surname?
Bill Ver. Bill had went so like for the time to find the toilet. When he went in his house, I'm not sure it was two or three Germans fast asleep. And I think he had his gun, just woke them up. But see, they were out, I know. You know, they'd been through the mud. I think we've got I can't remember that village, we've got a kind of few prisoners there and that.
And these are the first Germans you'd seen, are they?
Yeah.
What were they like?
They were all right. They're all different to us. Like, I mean, the same as that. Like, I mean, same as like you get some bombastic. But he saw the same as like the Germans and that. Anyhow, there's another village we got to. Anyhow, so we had the. I think I've gone past the time, but it's because there's another village. There's another village we went into, and I was definitely lucky, and the other ones what was with us. We went into this village, and it was like on the hillside. And I got put in front with the Bren gun, and this old soldier was with us. Anyhow, we got very shelled, but there was hens and that room around the front. So I pulled out the gun. I thought, if I get hit, there's nobody going to know, like, about it like that. So I pulled the Bren gun, and I got back into the lake where the houses were. So we were in the house, like, sleeping by, well, you know, I don't know how long, I don't think we slept there. Anyhow, we were in this house, so it was like, 10 o'clock break, so like making a cup of tea and that. So we came out, we were upstairs, we came out and we went and had a cup of tea. And anyhow, we're getting shell when they've got this cup of tea. When we come back, we went into that house, it's shell had gone straight through the window and blew all the floors. I thought, bloody hell, we've been lucky there. The rifle and all that was strung, and the hollow gale strung all over the seat. I thought, that's a really dirty move, but I know it. Then we get that, not really thing. Then we went away from, and then I think we went away from there, and towards this other village, like where that, you know, where that shot, they had to go at these two Germans and that. Like, I mean, what they would do, they'd pass that stuff. They said, don't, no, I don't. I went, when they lay down, they'd just start to sleep because they were shouting that, and, you know, they would say, I'm waking this one all over. You'll do that, tell you. Like they said, and they fell asleep in this village. But it's a, there's another thing I just had. I can't remember now. But anyhow, this village where we were, we like we've got a break in that. The square was quiet, and then like later on, we got shelled. And that's where that lad, what was sitting on, three of them sitting on a step, and one was sitting in the middle, and they got killed. So anyhow, we went down there, we had the Chinese tanks in front of Gojo, or back of the tanks, anyhow, the bloody tanks got the hammer. So we had to make off away from the tanks, God said that. So we went down this hill, and we had to get, it's like down in the valley, and farther on this other hill. So we get down there, down at the bottom, and we start making our way up. And here the battalions on there shouted, and the Germans went, and they played bloody hell out of us. We were just, I was there. I was in the second section, it was the first one up there, and I looked down, could see the smoke in that, and I thought, oh, that one at the bottom, the third section's getting a hammer. So.
Was this shelling?
Yeah. So, and like, and at the side on the left, on the right hand side where we were, there was a machine gun on. This is the thing I would love to find out, but I don't know. But he got hit, this lad, and we couldn't do nothing about it. Because they were playing out, they had to get off, but they had to get off the hill. And say that book, and one going to see me in that summit anyhow in Cariano. And he come from the other side, more than Amber way than that. And I always remember him, and he was shouting for his mother and that. That stick in my brain like that. And we had to come off.
You weren't, were you ordered not to pick up wounded?
No, what we had to do, he had to come away, like, I mean, he had to withdraw. He was shouting to withdraw, like that. So we come down, so what we're doing, when he hit the shell go over and blast, he made a way, no. So we gets down in the gully again. So the burn goes are kind of, so you split your weight, like, I mean, some would have 2-inch mortars way, that's heavy. I think a lot of them slow it, like, a way. So we stripped the burn gun. And that, and then we got up and made our way out. And like, I mean, we waited for the shells because they're coming over. And then someone said that we made it, like, and someone said we kept dropping down, so we got out in the distance. And that. When we get back into this village and all that, lad, starts to sell with the bread going, lost the bloody cocking arm, and the cock daughter and the cocking arm, so that was it. That was hard, yeah.
You'd be into trouble because of that, were you?
I couldn't do nothing about it, like, I mean, no, we didn't get in front of the trouble about it, nothing, yeah.
Moving up and down these hills, what was the order of moving? How did you move?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you just follow in a column, and the person, like, what led, I mean, things got passed back, whatever, not to do this and watch this and all that, but things was passed back, and that was it, like, and then. When they got on there, I mean, it was used to get down.
When the shelling started, you go down. What's it like to be under shell fire?
Pretty awful. It was awful over there, and it was awful over like that down the place. Pretty terrible down there. I mean, then later on, there's other black things comes back, and there's one thing. It's another thing I'll never get like is my bills on about it. There's a place I go through here to Craig, and it always reminds me of this part of Italy. But this part, especially this part, it's like when I go through the Craig, it's like a path goes through, like, and it's like rottenness and that. But this place, it was like a big minefield and was roped up and taped up and that. And it was this path. Went through with the hedge and that. So we got there. Now this officer was told we had to stay there. Who was that? There was it was the Leicesters or Foresters, but there was some of them had this village and that. And we were supposed to stay there that we were going to send a guy down for to take us up. But this officer says, no, we'll go up here, like beside the minefield. The first section gets through. I was in the third section. The second section goes through. A lad stands on a fuel mine, blows his foot off, kills the fellow with baccarat. They shouted for the stretcher bearers. Stretcher bearers comes up. One of them stood and he lost his spot. So they shouted from back, turn around. You know, you just go turn around and follow each other's footsteps out till he got out. Then we got out. Gloves had never smoked before. Bill says, he says, the first section guy says, I can't remember. The first section, I can only remember. Following the one in the section that was in front of me, I can't remember that the first section coming back. He says they had come back. And I don't know where Bill was. And Bill told me later on, he says, that up. I think there was two killed. Was two lost their feet. And there was and Bill says that officer, well, didn't do that, he says any, he lost his foot, get it wrong. Funny, isn't it? And I'll never get
that. Was it heavily mined, the area that you were fighting through?
The thing is, like, I mean, well, that's the first one I put, I mean, the roads was mined. I mean, they were all right for us, it was like for heavy traffic.
Had you been talked about mines whilst you were in the training areas?
Yeah.
What kind of mines were you told about?
I was told about, like, I mean, the German had a one, which, like, you had that shoe mine would blow it off there. Now, I don't know about this other one, but I had a one. It was like, when that went off, it was like full of ball bearings, and it flew all over. Like, if that went, it would, you know, it was killing us, like, I mean, as far as that. Anyway, when we went from there, after that, potentially got to where could hear the bloody German machine gun down. I says, are we going the right way? Because it was the span of the light machine gun, where that bugger battled them off. But it was seized what was there. They were going to use in the German general goods against it. But they had a load of prisoners. And later on, where was it? Oh, we went away from there. Anyhow, I gets there, getting this other little village, and here's this Billy Spandau, another light machine gun opened up, and all that. Like, these lads, these two clerks and other ones, they were full of bloody hell. I think it was another one of their mates over there now. And
been killed. Mm-hmm.
So they came and got this prisoner. All that, and I never got that, and he should have never done. Then what he did, and he had no love. Full of hell, like, I mean, I've lost, like, but I mean, I think it's for wear and tear, and that's in the mind, and all that. He just pulled the trigger on this friend, and he entered the magazine, and he hit this German, and it's very backside. And then he took it off his backside. Didn't kill him, but what I mean. And one of the books says, yeah, we are not sort of not kick a man when he's down, and that was it. But it was just where they were. I mean, it lost that lad, you know, the lad in the thing is, and that put down stone, and that was it. Anyhow, we had the gear man for to get this machine gun.
Just before we leave that, was it reported to an officer, that particular incident?
I think it was. The thing is, I wouldn't, not as far as I know, because they would have gotten wrong, really.
And you saw them do this?
Yeah, I was there beside it like that. I mean, the thing is, you get the feeling like, you know, what's it, like, I mean, but I mean, that's it, I mean, yeah, you wouldn't have to. But I never thought about, like, I mean, saying to an officer, like, I mean, So, anyhow, this very good when it happens. So, like, the city had a game, like, we had a fire down on it and all that lot in there. Anyhow, they give up. There were just humans. There was one old blonde and just two humans. Just this one, what do you call it down there? But I forget where this other one had gone, but it's a chat.
And the two young Germans, two yeah. young
one,
kids.
Two young Germans and an oldish one. And they put their hands up, they just took them.
There must be a strong temptation to do something to them if they've been knocking your own men out when you get them as prisoners.
Yeah.
Did you have to contend with snipers at all? Were they about?
Yeah, this village, And this village of Germania, where there was up there. I can't remember. There's other places we took us. There was another village we went into, and that. And Italians, Italians used to hear me, used to sit with Italians, used to ask them where the wine is and where the grub is. And used to say the Germans have took a dog and all this kind of thing. And that. Then, but I missed a lot of, like, about when we did training and that.
Was this hill country, mountainous country you were moving through, mm-hmm. where were the Germans in relation to yourselves?
They would have the village up on the top.
So they were above you all the time?
But I'd come back to this other part, like this is training, this. And this lad, you know, Tom had a man about. He was a sleepwalking there. And he was the one for the wine. So anyhow, we were on doing this training up there, route marches. My feet was bad then, because he said, take your shoes off, change your stockings, so get your feet up and change them up. So we got in this village. Anyhow, he got put on a charge. Obviously, I'm forgetting what he did. So I got after him. He's because we were doing training, like in river crossing and all that kind of thing. So he was on a charge, so he couldn't get away. He was confined in there. So I got him a liter of vino, red wine. And he said, this lady, and he got that drunk. And he just lay that, and he knocked it half off. When we moved from there, the state of the country was the shape of his clothes he'd done there. It was a bugger for the vino and that. I'm always remember that was like 3 minutes.
What was the weather like at this time?
It wasn't bad. We had like it was like a bit like raining, but it wasn't so bad. I mean, it was like I was up like in September. It was September, I don't think. And I went where we get this Germano, and I remember across this little river, and. And it started changing the road, like an island there. And it's like, it was like a house at the bottom, but it was a small vineyard. We got pretty shelled. So he just got in the vineyard and then in there. And later on, we made it way up. But the road twined and wound up. But the stead line all the bloody way up. Soldiers lying all the way up. So we just went up there.
These were British soldiers, were they?
Yeah. This village had changed hands about two or three times.
Do you remember its name?
Germano.
This is Germano.
It's a fort. I've got a thing of it there, like I've got a little poster on it.
Was this one of your main actions with the
Germans? That was my last one. I was going up there and we got shot. Anyhow, I was lucky. There was a shell that come over. And I think the clear knocked me out, but it was a fella got hit. And when I come around, there was a padre up there like that, and I knew like this fella was bleeding. So I sent him when he died. So when we got up the top, like into the village, there was only 12 who got up. It was like Bill, and then we got up there. And I mean, there was a lot lying dead in there, like, because I mean, they'd been there. So I says, Freddy, him. I says, this is rough up here. Anyhow, so he says to me, all the members say to that, we went through the little village a bit. Anyhow, we got shelled. And there was a guy that picked, there was a couple of lads, must have been in the place. And they had the tea and sugar. And all the fellows said, wait, look, if you want any tea or sugar, any drink, he says, we'll have to go there. Now remember, so what told me. This is what I've told him before, but he says he can't remember. He says, because there was packs and that were covered with bloody blood and all that. He says, well, if you want any tea, he says, they've got the tea and sugar. And I says, well, I'm not very good. Yeah. I think he said, I don't know why. I said, he was thinking, the members had their heads blown up and all that. So we got into this house. We got down in the cellar. And I got dysentery. I mean, the thing was just coming straight through us like that. So I had to come out and had to crawl away all the way back down and then of an ambulance. But I was walking in the ambulance, but there was a fella carried an ambulance, he couldn't see my bandages. And I went to a place, and I think it'd be the holiday resort where I go now, like Catholic or women. Yeah, like one of them in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Right?
Before we come to that, obviously the battalion lost a lot of men in Germano. What was were you seeing people that you obviously you'd known for quite a while now that were among the dead and the
No. But you don't. I don't think. See, these was when I was growing up. See, we were the first ones up, like I've always. See, these other ones, they were in the forest. And all that, you know, we were leaving and all that. But there was a lot of them killed up there. See, the different regiments and that. But when I got out there, I was in the hospital, and it cleared up. I couldn't keep still. I mean, we stand. I mean, that was it. They took us away. Even when I come home, you know, I couldn't. When I come home, and them kids and that, crackers and that, November.
So
I used to light them outside and stop inside, and I couldn't stand that kind of thing.
So you recovered from your dysentery, but yes, your nerves were badly affected.
Yes, yes. So I was in this hospital a while, and when I was up, an up patient, I used to just go around there, and help out and different things like that. And used to play cards, but it was a couple of Germans in our ward, and they were petrified, and they were in there and that, and they'd come from the Russian front, and they'd been shot through the leg, and they had there was a Canadian in there, and he'd lost the eye, was going to stab these silly Germans, I said, you can't. And later on, it's funny, the lads were that shot them, Germans, they came in and they were lying in that passageway. He says, we shot them. He says, but they killed one of our mates that shot. But they weren't like that. They didn't feel like that. And that hospital was that full.
So your dysentery, as I say, clean. And were you being treated then for this breakdown there?
Right, the thing is, what they sent was to a rehabilitation place. And that was outside St. Francis of Assisi. So when I seen the father, explaining, he asked me about my life and where things was, my mother and how I was brought up and all this one, and I just couldn't. And then so I had a medical and I got graded being one and that, was that same.
What kind of treatment did they give you?
I just can't remember.
Or was it just rest or what?
Whatever, I just cannot remember now the medication. Mm-hmm. I would have gotten medication,
to calm you.
I just can't remember. The thing is, but I got, it was numbing up. It took a long time before, I got the least down, or not the city. I just couldn't. See, my mate got, he was great as that. He was out there. Then he broke down and cried. I mean, a lot of them do. They break down,
But you weren't quite like that.
Well, I don't know, I thought really, the thing is, when they sent, when I got on the back of the truck and went and I thought, well, this is it, I thought, well, if I can get the night, but I was, but I'm going to try and see if I can.
Yeah, well,
I'm just natural, I never put any out, and just look crazy.
So it was a combination of things, really. You'd recently lost your mother, and
no, I hadn't lost my mother. My mother was
you'd been very ill, so
such as that kind of thing.
And then going into action for the first time.
Yeah, that was my last films, and the thing is, and things get on your mind, and this is it.